Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Happy Monday, Nashville. Welcome in, Chase, Willie, D-Mace. 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason hanging out here with you live from the Hillside Medical Game Studios. Nick Kieser on the ones and twos as the Tennessee Titans have not only gone streaking through the quad, but they have taken off way into town as they have now won five in a row after beating the Houston Texans on the road yesterday. The Vols are tied to be the number two team in the country as Georgia looms this weekend. A lot to get into. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Hey, we're doing wonderful. Heard it's little Nikki's birthday.
I was about to say, I want to start off by saying happy birthday to a very special person, and that is Alabama football coach Nick Saban. Absolutely. 71.
71 yeah. Years young. Man, oh man.
Little Nick.
He's been at it for a long time. He's been winning for a long time, too.
Yeah, I was about to say, at a high level.
Exactly.
At a high level for a long time.
Man, but the greatest coach in sports history. Well, football sports history, let's just say that.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no question there. But we will get into a lot with college football, but the Tennessee Titans, they get it done. Malik Willis gets the start. Ryan Tannehill officially ruled out on Saturday with what they were calling the ankle and an illness. And so he was not even on the trip. Mm-hmm. Didn't play. Logan Woodside was called up to be the backup for Malik Willis. And look, I'm gonna come out and say it right now. Malik Willis was perfect in my book because, and for those of you watching on the stream, watch this motion. I thought he did a great job when he got the ball and then he turned around and he handed it to Derrick Henry. I thought his motion was crisp. It was clean. Mm-hmm. He didn't fumble. Now, when he did other things, okay.
Looked like a rookie.
Yeah, looked like a rookie. But, you know, you could tell, especially in the second half, when Todd Downing and Mike Vrabel go, hey, you know what? The big truck is working. Mm-hmm. Let's go to that. And look, Dontrell Hilliard looked good, too, when he got the ball.
Well, just that whole running game. Well, we knew this is what it was going to be headed into this game. Him not throwing the ball no more than 15 times.
Yep.
And them running didn't the ball.
Didn't need him to. They probably threw it more than they probably should have.
Yeah, they ran the ball 48 times. And this is the part I don't understand. I really don't understand. Everyone in the state of Texas, everyone in the city of Nashville, everyone in the state of Tennessee knew Derrick Henry was going to run the ball, except the Houston Texans.
Lovie Smith didn't get that memo.
I don't think Lovie get, because if he got that memo, that team quit on him. Flat out quit on him. The Tennessee Titans imposed their will from the first play to the last play on the Houston Texans. I've never seen a situation like that unless I was in high school and I was at Mumford High and Coach Lynch turned around and gave the ball to the running back. He said 26 power and 27 power. That's all we ran. And the teams knew we were running it. I've never seen a blatant display of disrespect for a team. The Titans basically said, we're running it down your throat, and you're not going to do a damn thing about it. And that's exactly what they did. Offensive line did a great job yesterday at run blocking. I hadn't seen them run block like that all season. Matter of fact, it's been a while since they run block like that. Now, pass block is a different situation. But from a run block standpoint, everybody elevated their game yesterday. including the man in the back in Derrick Henry. He elevated him game. So for those that don't think, he still doesn't – I don't think he has that game-breaking speed that he had. But I tell you one thing, try tackling him, you know, 25, 30 times and see where that gets you.
Yeah.
I would say this goes back to something we discussed during training camp. Could they find a way to win a game if Ryan Tannehill was not starting? We talked a lot when they played Malik Willis pretty much the whole preseason. I mean, every significant snap he played, they wanted to try to make that evaluation. Could he get them through a situation like this? And they did it. They seemed to relish the opportunity for a challenge like this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have a quarterback. Got a lot of guys hurt. Can't really throw the ball anyway. We'll still figure out a way.
Mm-hmm.
Get the duct tape out. Get the barbed wire out. We'll figure it out. This team just has that. Now, I think the thing is, they might have played the only team they could have beaten yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
I think they were
In that fashion.
And I think long range, they have to kind of file this away in Malik Willis's development. How much progress has he made? He looked clearly not ready to be a real week-in, week-out guy.
He's not ready to be a starter.
And the question is he making progress, and will he get there someday? Because basically they did what they needed to do and all they needed to do. But in fact, I would say they probably called two or three passes that they shouldn't have even called.
Yep.
Like they might have won the game had he thrown it five or six times. It's like Don Shula, 1970s. Larry Zonka, Mercury Morris, Jim Kick. That's right. Kind of what it was.
Yeah.
Well, I think they wanted to see what he could do. You know.
Well, they found out. He threw a pick.
He did.
And then a couple other – he missed Chigakonkwo in a wide open seam that was there. And
you
then
could tell he was nervous.
Before the half, they probably shouldn't have even tried to throw it. Just run a couple times and get another field goal. But
yeah, he was tight. You could tell the first half he was wound up real tight. And when I think he realized that – Henry had that burst, even Hilliard. I mean, that they could run the ball. They ran for 314 yards on 45 attempts overall. When he realized that they were running at will, he calmed down a little bit. I was going to ask you this because I was thinking about this, Derek, while I was watching the game. Would it have made a difference at all if they had said, look, you're starting, but if Tannehill had been on the sideline where he could walk over and talk to Ryan and Ryan could point stuff out? Do you think that would have helped or made any type of difference?
I don't know. It could have, because you would be talking with someone that's actually out on the field majority of the times, and he understand it from that standpoint. He understands what you're going through, you know, the calls you're making, how it feels to be underneath center, and what you're seeing. So it could have possibly helped. But I think the Titans had in their mind, listen, we're running the ball 40 times. And if we win, great. If we lose, then we're going to lose the way we want to. Meaning,
sure,
we're going to run the football. We ain't trying to deviate from that. Because the kid was nervous. You can tell he was nervous. I'm with you, Willie. You take this and you file it away as just say, okay, we wanted to see how he looked. You know, he still looks like a rookie. Doesn't mean he's not going to progress as a player, but yesterday he just looked like a rookie. So we're just going to file out of the way, put it to the side, and hopefully next week Ryan Tannehill can play. But
do you think right there they have to be thinking, okay, if our thought is we're going to move on from Ryan Tannehill next year, I just don't see how
I don't
you
think
can say
thinking
he's
that
the guy.
Right now.
it's
a dilemma.
You can't when you have a starting quarterback like Ryan Tannehill. He's not the greatest, but he's not the worst either. He's just a good player, and you're trying to make that decision on potentially who can be his predecessor. You're not going to make it based on one game. You're going to look at this game and say, okay, file it away. It didn't go the way Malik wanted it to go. He was a little nervous out there. Let's file it away. Let's see how he continues to progress moving forward. Now, if he has to start again, then we'll get a better look, at how he is as a quarterback. But in no way, shape, or form is this his performance telling me that you're not a quarterback in this league. You can't quarterback us. It is what it is. He didn't play great. He threw an interception, but
he played well enough.
He did exactly what
the game plan.
He did exactly what we wanted him to do.
But basically, Logan Woodside could have done that. Like any quarterback could have done what was asked yesterday, and it was good enough for them to win because of Derrick Henry, because of the run blocking, because they know how to play a game like that. Even though they screwed some things up, they dropped a punt, they threw the interception, they missed a field goal, and otherwise they might have won it. 24-0. Like they really shouldn't have given up any points if they had not made the big mistakes. But they made few enough mistakes that Houston was not good enough to take advantage of the weakness. So I just wonder what they think of Malik Willis long term. But job well done. Mm-hmm. He hung in there. It'll be a great experience. I love how he carries himself. I love that his parents were there. Mm-hmm. I love that he didn't panic when he threw the interception. He took a deep breath. He didn't just completely unravel, but I didn't see, I thought I might see some flashes of his running ability a little bit more. We didn't really see that. So, I just come to the conclusion that virtually any quarterback could have done the job for the Titans yesterday just because of what they built around the formula there.
I think they built a very conservative formula. I agree with you.
Well, and we said it going in. If Ryan Tannehill had quarterbacked, I think you would have seen basically the same thing because he couldn't move.
Yeah, but I wanted to see – I think you had an opportunity, especially in the second half, to have more design runs with Malik Willis, and you just – and I get it.
But you don't want to get him hurt either.
Right, you don't want to get him hurt. You're in that moment. It's working with Henry. Why change? So that's what they did. They knew that it wasn't going to be pretty. I was thinking, if you were playing, wide receiver in that game, how just bored you would have been.
But that's one of those games where you knew.
You know
at the beginning of the week that this is the type of game it's going to be, so you prepare yourself mentally.
You call your friends, you got me on your fantasy team.
Opportunity you have, to make a catch, you make a catch. And I've been in a situation before where a rookie quarterback, Troy Smith, had to play, but Troy Smith was a lot further along his rookie year than Malik Willis was.
615-737-1025. We will take your reaction to the Titans. They get the win yesterday over the Houston Texans. Willie had an interesting stat that made me laugh because it was technically a one-score game, even though there's a little garbage time touchdown. We'll tell you about that. And continue breaking it down as the Titans win 5 in a row, now with Kansas City looming coming up Sunday night. 615-737-1025. But first, Willie has a word about Lone Pronto.
All right. The holidays will be here pretty soon. Final day of October. Happy Halloween, everybody. And if you need some cash for the holidays or to pay off credit cards in the coming weeks, Lone Pronto has the formula for you. If you're a homeowner, your home's value is excellent, and you can keep your low mortgage rate. You might be locked in at a really good interest rate. Interest rate's a little bit higher. Stay with that rate, but use the Express Equity Line of Credit program. You can keep that low mortgage rate, still get cash out. You don't have to do a full home refi. With Loan Pronto, you can tap a small portion of the equity you have and enjoy a super low rate. And with that Express Equity Credit Line, you can close in 7 to 10 days, and a $50,000 loan will only cost you around $300 a month. So you can take that money, pay off the bills that you have, credit cards, start a home improvement project, pay off the car loan, whatever it is you have that you need the cash for. Loan Pronto, you can access up to 95% of your home's equity. 9 out of 10 homeowners don't even need an appraisal. So even if you did a total refi recently or just bought your home, you can still use the equity with this fast, easy program. Call now. Loan Pronto, 614. That would be Ohio, the 614. Let's try 615-499-5780. That's 615-499-5780. Or go to loanpronto.com. That's 615-499-5780. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166-1781, subject to lender approval.
Chase Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, the game here on a Halloween. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at 1025 The Game Nashville. Keep up with all the great things there. We'll do it for the gram. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you, taking your reaction to the Titans win yesterday in Houston. 615-737-1025. Malik Willis does just enough, does the game plan. Derrick Henry does the rest of the work, and the Titans win 17-10. But you made me laugh yesterday because you sent a stat that the Titans continue to win these one-score games, even though I don't know if this was really a one-score game because of a garbage touchdown there at the end.
Well, we talked about it in the preseason. This goes back to a theme of ours, the analytics community. And once again, I'm not trying to make fun of them because I look at a lot of that stuff. When I reference Football Outsiders, that's...
No, Sid, those are your people. Those are your people. You're the numbers people.
No, all the people are my people. I look at analytics and eye test. I listen to coaches. I get insights, unlike some people who like to just, you know, shoot from the hip and give you a lot of hot air, whatever they think. But I try to blend what coaches are saying, what I'm seeing, and what the analytics look like. But I think it's funny, the analytics people, and you hear this in every sport, this mm-hmm. is not just NFL football, but what they say is it's almost impossible to dominate games that are decided by one score. They all believe that over time, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, your record is going to be around 500 most of the time. But now we're going on 2.5 seasons, and the Titans are now 17-5 in games decided by 7 points or less, one-score games. Now, yesterday, it was the garbage touchdown that got it to a one-score game, but the week before, it looked to me like it was going to be, first of all, it was 16-10 late. They kicked a field goal, made it 19-10. There was still time for the Colts to come down. I thought for sure the Colts mm-hmm. were going to come down and score and then try the onside kick, and it was going to be your typical come down to the last possession. So it all sort of evens out. The bottom line is the Titans play a lot of close games, but they continue to excel in games where they don't have a lot of margin for error. They know who they are. They have limitations. They really don't have the ability to run people out of the building, but they still find ways to win. It's a great tribute to Mike Vrabel, because what question did I ask in the preseason when this came up? Is it a coincidence that they were 13-4 the last 2 years? Or is it just they know how to win? A lot of analytics people say there's no such thing. Hmm. That does not play into it. But I believe that it does. I believe that there are teams like one-run games in baseball. A lot of people think there's a little more luck involved. And maybe there is a little bit of luck, but I do believe that the little things, if you do the little things well, it will help you win close games. And I think the Titans are better than most of the teams in that area.
I think they're realizing some stuff too. You know, Derrick Henry is back into form. He's hitting the home runs. He had a 41-yard run yesterday, his longest of the year. That burst is there. Now, I could tell he was tired. I know Jim Wyatt asked him, "Are you tired?" And he kind of laughed it off, said, "I'm a little winded." But he was tired. I mean, he carried the ball, what was it, 32 times yesterday?
32 times, which does bring up the thing that we talk about, analytics people. I bring this up constantly. This is how many times can you go to that well? I'd like to not have that too
many
times.
Let me finish my point, because that's where I was going with that. They saw, and I have seen glimpses of it this year, they need to use Dontrell Hilliard more. Dontrell Hilliard is effective. He carried the ball 8 times for 83 yards yesterday. He didn't have a negative play from what I can remember. I mean, he's been solid when they have given him the ball. I think they could work Haskins in and use him some. And I know that, you know, they want to lean on Derrick Henry, and that's fine. But to me, I don't think he had to carry the ball 32 times yesterday. There were times in the second half that you could have spent a whole series with Dontrell Hilliard and you'd have been fine. So I think that's something that Mike Vrabel and Todd Downing need to talk about, of can we work him in more? Because he's explosive.
I love the way they're using Hilliard, and I do think that his ability, his quickness, his explosiveness is something they desperately need in the offense. It's what they lack at the wide receiver position. Now, yesterday was unique. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was a game where you just had to lean on the horse, right? You were going to run it. Mm-hmm. If everything worked the way you wanted it to, you were going to run it that many times. So you knew this is one you had to tax Derrick Henry and go to the well. The problem is if you do that every week, you are going to wear him down some. And so you have to find a way going forward when you get Tannehill back how do I try to alleviate a little bit of pressure here and there? Otherwise, he's going to end up with, you know, a huge amount of carries again. And he's effective, but you're shortening the span. I worry about him wearing down. Now, people will say, well, look at his Decembers, mm-hmm. right? His Decembers usually are when he really shines. But you got to make it to December. And last year, he didn't. So this is something I'd be thinking about.
Well, I mean, they can't. They have no other alternative.
That's the thing.
It's like saying, listen, we need to, I don't know, we need to do something else, but doing something else, we can't do something else because we don't have the ability to do something else. It's like we got to continue to do what is going to get us victories. And what is that from a football standpoint? Playing really good defense, getting turnovers, not turning the ball over and running the football. This team doesn't have the ability to beat you throwing the football. They just don't. They don't have the weapons on the outside. They don't have the weapons at tight end to do that. The only advantage that the Tennessee Titans have against other teams, against 90% of the teams, is running the football.
Right.
And that's all they have.
I don't disagree with you, but my point is you are running the football with other people not named Derrick Henry, so why not do that a little bit more just to take some of it off his plate?
I mean, you can do that, and I'm pretty sure moving forward, they will do that. But to say that they can't give it to Derrick Henry this many times, I'm the one that would say, yes, you can, because he gives you the best shot to win. If you don't, then you're putting yourself at a disadvantage. Again, the only advantage you have over 90% of the defense in the National Football League is that you got Derrick Henry. That is it. If you didn't have Derrick Henry, you would be 0-6 right now. You would be in that defense. You would be 0-6 right now. But because you can lean on him, and teams have to respect that, because if you don't respect that, he'll put up a two-piece on you like he did yesterday. So now everybody's looking, Kansas City, they got to continue to respect that. And the Titans can't get cute. They can't say, oh, well, everybody's coming up. No, you're not built to throw the football. When you were built to throw the football, you still didn't throw it as much, but then you got rid of the guy that helped you be a somewhat passing team. Now, you're nowhere near a passing team. You are a strictly run. This is the 1990 Nebraska Cornhuskers, minus the triple option. That's just what it is. Give the ball to Derrick Henry right. Give the ball to Derrick Henry left. Give the ball to Derrick Henry up the middle. Y'all know exactly what we're doing. Either y'all going to stop it or y'all not. We're not deviating from this.
They have to assess, though, how much can you try to incorporate Hilliard? Because Hilliard is so effective. Every time he touches the ball, it's a positive thing. Now, if he had more of a workload, would he be able to sustain that kind of productivity? I don't know, but it's something they got to decide. Because
he's a guy 15
only
times
they
a game.
Only they know. They will never say it publicly, but they have to decide privately. Did all of the times they turned and leaned on Derrick Henry contribute to his stress fracture last year?
They don't care about that.
Well, then they should.
Why
do you study history? Because history repeats itself. You have to learn from history.
This is football, man. You're all about the wins. You don't care if they would have given Derrick Henry the ball a league high last year, a franchise definitely high,
and they're on their way to doing it again
high last year, because that's the only way they can win.
They have 10 more games, Derek.
I understand, but there's Willie. If you find me another way they can win, or you tell them
they don't have one.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
That's the dilemma. That was the dilemma last year. But to their credit, they played half a season without Derrick Henry.
But they had A.J. Brown last year.
They had A.J. Brown last year.
Hey, how'd he do yesterday?
He did pretty well yesterday.
He did okay. He did okay.
But, to their credit, Deontre, did anybody see what Foreman did yesterday?
He had a good game yesterday, too.
Three touchdowns. So they, with Foreman and Hilliard, they still effectively did run the ball. Now, the thing that it's hard to quantify is when Derrick Henry is on the field, the defense changes.
Exactly.
We all agree. It's like that makes everybody on the field better. So it's a balance. It's something they've got to be discussing, though. How do you preserve the guy that is still your meal ticket and
possibly
make sure he's out there the rest of the year?
I think the only way you can do that, and I said they should have been incorporating Dontrell Hilliard for the longest. Because to me, I said they had three playmakers on offense that I believe. One is Derrick Henry, one is Dontrell Hilliard, and the other is Chika Conquo. He's a rookie, so you can't really, it's like hit or miss with him.
I still think they could use him more.
Yeah, but Dontrell Hilliard and Derrick Henry, those are your two playmakers. Yep. You need to use Dontrell Hilliard a lot more. Not necessarily giving him the ball on a handoff, but making sure he touches the ball at least 15 to 20 times a game. You know, whether it be running 10 and catching another, you know, 5 or another 10, somewhere here and there where he's touching the ball 15 to 20 times a game. It only benefits you because this kid has shown when he's touching the football, he can make a play.
Jeff from Hendersonville on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says Hilliard is a poor man's Kamara. I agree with that. I think he could be.
Well, he has 20. I don't know if I'd go that far, but he has 27 touches this year. He's got 14 runs and 13 catches, and he's got 253 yards on those 27.
He could be to that level if they used him more. I think they're not using him more.
If they use him in a capacity where he's in the backfield, he's catching swing passes, he's catching screens, line him up in the slot, give him a quick screen. They can do all of this stuff with them, but for some reason,
it has to do with protection.
They can't protect
the quarterback.
That's easy because you're getting the ball out of his hands very quickly. Downey needs to become more innovative. He needs to get outside of that box he's in, at least when it comes to Dontrell Hilliard.
Yeah, and I'm starting to see it more. Like, they ran a couple of really nice things. It was like, you know, they ran Henry in motion. They looked that way. Then they handed it back off to Hilliard. So there's been some wrinkles there. I'd just like to see take that to another level. Get Hilliard on the field a little bit more.
I have a thought on something Derek just said about Todd Downing. Also, there was a position group that I thought – did their job yesterday. We'll discuss that again. We'll take your calls, your texts. The Titans get the win, 17-10 in Houston yesterday, 615-737-1025. Tron Davenport coming up at the top of the hour. Chase William DeMace, 1025, 106.3, the game.
Vrabel said he feels like the offensive line maybe has made a jump, the Colts game, and now in terms of gelling and taking it to the next level. You feel like that, and how exciting is that if that's true, that they've got like another level to go to?
Yeah, man. It's always happy to see, you know, hard work pay off. Those guys have been working hard all throughout the season, you know, even through the ups and downs. You guys just stay with it, continue to work hard. And you know, like we always say, you know, as long as you put the work in, it'll eventually happen for us. And those guys have been doing that, and it's a lot to build off of and a lot of stuff to get better at.
Titans running back Derrick Henry, who now holds the record for the most touchdowns in franchise history, surpassing Eddie George yesterday in the 17-10 win over Houston. Welcome back in. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Okay, so you just brought something up, Derek, about Todd Downing, and we kind of continued the conversation in the break. But here's my thing. I think sometimes, and this is where, you know, you could pull tape of me earlier in the season saying, well, you said don't be too cute. Sometimes he's too cute. I think now he does coach a little conservative, maybe borderline scared at times on trying to do too much. I think now at this point in the season, you kind of know what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Henry can do. And we were talking about this, you know, you say Saquon's the best back in the league right now because mm-hmm. he's dual threat. I think Henry could be more of a dual threat. They just don't allow him to be. They take him out on third down. They put Hilliard in. I think you're shaking your head. Mm-hmm. I think you disagree with me on that. But
I love Derek as a runner. He's the best runner in the game.
But he's shown you he can catch the ball.
He's 50-50 at catching the ball. He battles. He fights the football every time he catches it. He doesn't have natural hands, and he fights the football when it's coming to him. It's almost like he's bracing to catch it instead of just relaxing and catching the football. I don't think at this point he will ever be a natural catcher. That's why the Titans don't. They throw it to him sparingly, but they're not, you know, putting together this huge package to get Derrick Henry ball in the passing game. That's why they bring in Dontrell Hilliard, because he's that guy that's more of a natural catcher. You can just see it. Derrick Henry, I think he's And I've always said this. Derrick Henry is the best runner in the National Football League. I don't care him coming off the foot injury. He's still the best runner in the National Football League. But the best back, to me, is Saquon because he can do it all. Sure. Now that he's healthy, he can do it all. But, I mean, get a ball to Derrick Henry 38 times, that's what you're going to get this past weekend.
Do you think when you talk about Todd Downing needing to be more dynamic, mm-hmm. do you think that because when he's tried to get a little too cute, it hasn't worked, that Vrabel's pulling the reins back a little bit? Do you think he overthinks it because Tim Kelly's sitting behind him? Mm-hmm. You know, what do you guys think?
I'll give you my quick theory. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a very smart game plan. The only real time I was shaking my head was on the final two plays of the first half. I thought it was a victory. Let's take the field goal. They got a little greedy, and they ended up not being able – they caught a couple pass plays, and they squandered a chance to kick a field goal at the end of the half. That left some points on the table. So, really, they had a couple of pretty significant errors as a team in the first half that sort of kept the game closed for a while, and then they just ran the heck out of it in the second half. So I think Downing's game plan was a smart game plan. I think it came from Vrabel. I think it was, look, we don't have our quarterback. We've got a guy that's young. If we punt the ball every time, we still have a really good chance of winning this game because our defense is good. He knew he had Jeffrey Simmons, who dominated again. He's an incredible player. The defense is really starting to feel it. And so he felt like, look, if we've got to win the game 7-0 or 7-6, let's do it. Now the key is, I don't know what the status of Tannehill is going forward, but now you have to start thinking, look, this is nice. The other teams in this division are handing you this division. The next thing for Downing is, and for the personnel, how do we try to come up with something that could give us a puncher's chance against the top teams like the Bills and the Chiefs? That's really what you got to be thinking about.
This team, and I'm going to get to Downing in a second, but this team reminds me so much of the 2000 Baltimore Ravens. The only missing ingredient is the defense is not historically good. They don't have a Ray Lewis. They don't, you know, have a McAllister on the outside. They don't have, you know, some of these other guys, Sharper and those guys at the linebacker spot. But what they're doing is the same thing Baltimore did back then. I think Ryan Tannehill is a better quarterback than Trent Dilfer, but I think in their mind, because the Titans don't have as many playmakers on the outside, is their thought is we're going to play really good defense. We're going to keep the games close. If we blow you out, okay, we blow you out, but it's not because we got a bunch of weapons. It's just because the running game is going. We get a few play actions, and we hit a guy streaking down the field by himself. That's the only way we win games by more than 10 points. But for the most part, we're going to win games, you know, 14-17, 10-17, 20-16. We're going to win these close games. Why? Because just like the Baltimore Ravens, what did they do? They turned around and handed the ball off Jamal Lewis. That's the year he had over 2,000 yards. No matter what you did up front, Jamal was going to run the football, and it was going to be up to you to stop him. And 9 times out of 10, you didn't stop that big train coming downhill. Now, we had some success against Baltimore from a you know, stop and run standpoint, but we didn't completely shut Jamal down. It's the same thing with Derrick Henry. Like, listen, we don't have any playmakers. We don't have a Shannon Sharp at tight end, okay? So with that being said, we got a really good defense that's physical, that has been getting turnovers the last 4 or 5 weeks, and we're going to turn the ball around and hand it to Derrick Henry. And we dare y'all to stop him. And if y'all think y'all going to stop him, then what we're going to do is we're going to play action and we're going to hit somebody coming across the middle. And that's going to loose you up again. Then I'm going to run Derrick Henry some more. That is a playbook to get you into the playoffs. And when the playoffs come, anything can happen. We saw with the Baltimore Ravens in 2000. Anything can happen. They got in the playoffs, and what started to happen? They started to get turnovers. The ball started bouncing their way. And lo and behold, they find themselves in the Super Bowl and winning it. I'm not saying the Titans are going to find themselves in the Super Bowl and winning it, but I'm saying the recipe that they have is a good recipe to win the division and get into the playoffs. After that, I mean, all bets are off.
Sure.
But Downing, the minute, and I told y'all this when it happened, the minute that man apologized for the play he called, again, I can sit down and I can look at that play and I would love to show it to Downing and tell me, Downing, you tell me why you shouldn't have called that play.
Right.
Tell me. Or tell me where the breakdown was in that play. The breakdown was the left tackle. Instead of blocking down, he blocked out. Like, where was he going? You know, that guy was up, able to come up the field and had Chig had to bow out. And when he bowed out, the play was done. The minute that man came on the presser and said, that was my fault. I shouldn't. Man, get some thick skin. You don't need to be a coordinator. If this is how you go. And I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure Vrabel was like, why did you do that? Why did you say that? Because it makes you seem weak. Sure. It makes you seem like you don't know what you're doing. Every play that we call is not going to work, but you don't come back with a play that we've ran, and if one guy blocks it right, it works. It wasn't a bad play, but you came back and said, "Oh, it was my fault. I shouldn't have called that play." Man, I don't want you as my coordinator. I don't. Kelly's probably sitting back like, "Oh man, I can't wait till this season is over with,
right?
Because this is going to be my job, regardless of if we win a game in a playoff or not." Downing, I will be surprised if Downing is an offensive coordinator next year.
You're already calling it.
I don't know.
But he does not have, like, if we're sitting here with poker hands, he doesn't have.
He doesn't have a poker face.
Well, he may not have the poker face, but he also doesn't have a great hand. He doesn't have like a royal flush or anything that he's sitting with because he doesn't know how to work with the hand he has. But they took away an ace.
I know that.
They traded away an ace.
You got to figure out another way to win.
Well, that's,
you got to have that poker
face.
That's
going to be the challenge. And I think that's the challenge for this team.
He can't bluff.
How can he bluff?
He don't know how to bluff.
Is the defense a great defense that can win a game 19-10 against the Chiefs or the Bills?
I don't know.
We're going to find out. They're going to go head-to-head with the Chiefs
next
Sunday. We're going to find out how great the defense is because let me tell you, I don't think Tannehill's going to be 100%, and unless they trade for a big-time wide receiver in the next 24 hours, they're going to run those same receivers out there, and the whole Chiefs defense is going to key on Derrick Henry. We're going to find out, can they run it against the Chiefs defense? I don't know.
I'll tell you this,
but that's what we're going to find out. We know they're good. Mm-hmm. We know this team is good, but how much better can they get by the end of the season to where when they go into the playoffs, if they can continue on this track, can they have a chance to win games?
I tell you what, this offense may not be getting better, but that defense is getting much
better.
Give
me 98, we got a chance.
That defense is getting better.
We'll continue. We'll discuss the defense, plus we'll take your calls and your texts, 615-737-1025. It's a Titans Reaction Monday. Chase Willie and D-Mace, 1025, 106.3 The Game. Chase Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Willie Donick, Derek Mason hanging out with you. You'll hear from Mike Vrabel coming up at noon. Teron Davenport at 11. As we continue to take your reaction to the Tennessee Titans win yesterday. 615-737-1025. Let's go to Chris. Chris wants to weigh in on the Titans. Chris, welcome in.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. To weigh in on something that D-May said in regard to Todd Downing, and I my sentiments exactly. I had a lot of frustration yesterday watching that game because it felt to me like he does not have a feel for the game and the situation. You know, we're driving at 7-8 yards a clip with 22 on the last drive of the first half, and then he goes away from it and tries to put the ball in Malik's hands, who's obviously not mature. It's his first start. You don't have to force feed that. You knew what the game plan was. It was a high school football game plan. Hand it off right, hand it off left, and get, I mean, Derek got 219. He should have gotten 319. And I see the same thing last week when you run the trick play. I see the same thing to Okonkwo in the Giants game. Zero feel for the game. And that's a shame because you've got to have an OC that game plans for the talent that he has, and it doesn't show, and it hasn't shown for 2 years. And regardless of, you know, Willie's points taken as well, he doesn't have an ace in the hole. He doesn't have an AJ Brown. That's to me a fireable offense for J Rob, and he's the one that needs to be held accountable to that. But you play with what you've got and the talent that you've got, and Todd Downing does not have a feel for the game, and it shows.
All right, that's all I got, man.
I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
I mean, I don't know if I can push back.
Yeah, I don't think he's bad. I don't. I think he's a B.
A B.
I think you,
Willie. Who's a B?
He's a B. B minus.
Willie.
Offensive coordinator.
Willie.
Because you have to. You have to consider the weapons he has. He doesn't have anything.
I understand that. I'm not even talking about this game because I knew what he had to do in regards to this game. I knew that. Hey, listen. If you gave the ball to Derrick Henry 50 times, I wouldn't have cared. That was the only way you were going to win with a rookie quarterback at the helm. But before that, I understand, you know, the weapons that you have, they may not be there. But you do have playmakers on your team, isolated playmakers on your team. It's easy to get a ball, turn around and get a ball to Derrick Henry. That's easy. Because I think the offensive line is doing a better job at run blocking. Not necessarily run passing, but run blocking. That's easy to turn around, turn a ball off, to call a play, Derrick Henry left or right, whatever. That's easy to do because Derrick Henry, he's that guy. He has to find ways to get it to. That's why, to me, that bye week was so critical. Identify your playmakers. I don't care if it's just one or two. Identify those one or two guys and design plays to get them.
But who are they? Dontrell
Hilliard needs to be getting the ball more. I guarantee you, if this was I always forget his name. In Atlanta. Atlanta's head coach.
Arthur Smith.
If this was Arthur Smith, I guarantee you he would find a way to get Dontrell Hilliard the ball. That's easy.
Okay, you're starting to make my point for me. Who's the best offense?
We're really sitting here talking about Dontrell Hilliard as the answer to everything.
He's a playmaker.
They've gotten a ton of mileage out of him. But he is not a superstar.
But to Derek's point, he is probably
the best they have. I mean, he's the best that you have. But we're talking about, you know, if it's a deck of cards, Dontrell Hilliard's like, you know, a jack.
He's my queen. Derrick Henry is my ace.
Yeah. You don't have a lot of aces.
No, Derrick Henry is my ace. Then I guess Tannehill will be your king. Dontrell Hilliard is your queen. He's the only guy on that team. Outside of Derrick, he's the only one we think possibly.
We don't know. Based on what, left tackle.
Based on the glimpses I've seen of Dontrell Hilliard and Chig Okonkwo. Now, Chig might be different because he's still learning the offense. I know how they try to slow play a rookie. I understand that part. But Dontrell Hilliard, every time this man touches the ball, he does something good with it.
He's done great.
So give him the ball. I don't care who. I don't care if he's not a household name. I don't care if he wasn't a first-round pick. I don't care if he's not rushing. If he's not rushing for 1,500 yards, this guy in this offense, as I've always said about everyone that's been in this offense, Corey Davis, Jonnu Smith, whoever, they make plays for this offense. I don't care what they do for other offenses, but for this offense, they make plays.
I agree. He's been awesome. I do think that that's where they have to kind of go. Mm-hmm. But I'm just looking at Dontrell Hilliard's been in the league for a long time.
And he finally found him in space on his team.
I love it. And they do need to use him more. I'm just pointing out that if you're Todd Downing, you have no left tackle who got hurt. You have a guy off the street.
That's fine.
That's trying to play left tackle in this league.
Okay. Right.
It's hard to protect the quarterback. He's had a lot of things since he's been the coordinator that have made it really hard for him to have some offense that just looks like
it's
a great
fantasy.
He's a C. He's a B. It's well documented.
Okay. But here's where I'm going to go with this. Who's the best offensive coordinator you ever played for, Derek? Dinger?
Dinger, yeah.
Okay. If you take the late, great Mike Heimerdinger and you put his offense and you put him on this team right now with the same roster, does he do a better job with it?
I think he does.
Because what would he do?
He would isolate his playmakers, and he will find a way to get them. Damn everybody else. I'm going to find a way to get my playmakers the ball. Because this is the only way I feel as an offensive coordinator I'm going to win.
I've seen the great ones do a lot with a little because they know how to scheme. And I hear him talk about, you know, scheming guys open. And I just feel like –
All right, give me the guy today then who could take this offense with these receivers and no left tackle and do more than they're doing.
Guy today.
I mean, today, I take McVay. He can do it.
That's, McVay's probably McVay the
could do it.
One.
Shanahan okay, could do it.
How, what's
Shanahan.
The Rams' record?
Shanahan could. It's the, they just won a Super Bowl.
Okay, but
he's been a good offensive
last year. They had Odell Beckham Jr. and know, they had Cooper know, Kupp, Willie. And they had a what, they had a lot more guys.
I know, but you're asking me which
this year is a better judge of McVay,
and they still do. And from an offensive standpoint, they're not, still
they're
moving
terrible.
The ball.
They're terrible.
They are a bad team.
They're a bad offense.
Very
right
bad team, but they're not worse than the Tennessee Titans.
Their record says they are. They're 3-4.
I'm saying
four.
Their offense, their defense hadn't been playing well either, but. If I put McVay in this, if I say McVay or Shanahan or whichever, Andy Reid, if you want to be offensive coordinator, and I say take over this offense right now, I guarantee you it will look much better than what it does now.
Okay, we agree to disagree.
That's fine.
That's great.
Andy, I mean, Andy Reid's another one. I mean, the great, and I was trying to think of somebody that wasn't a head coach. That's why Dinger came up, but mm-hmm. – The great ones figure it out. Now, with all that said.
I didn't say he's great.
With all
I
that,
said, I said he's a B.
With all that, he's
he gets,
not a B.
He gets shredded, but there are major, major he's handicaps passing. That he's playing
but,
with.
But and with all that said, I agree with you. And that's why does John Robinson need to be active in the next 24 hours?
John Robinson traded A.J. Brown. That's another thing that makes it hard on Todd Downing.
He traded A.J. Brown, yes. But we all know why he traded A.J. Brown. Because they didn't want
okay.
to pay in that money.
No. I know that.
Even
we know why.
Even
but
with
it's
A.J.
Still,
Brown,
it's
what it,
still
this offense wasn't a top-ranked offense even with A.J. Brown.
I don't even think he used him right.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Even with A.J. Brown, this team was in a top-flight
they
offense.
They lost Derrick Henry halfway through the season
they
last year.
They still was running over 100 yards a game.
And they did
Dontrell Hillier did a hell of a job.
Because
Foreman did a hell of a job.
And so Todd Downing has to deserve a little bit of credit in there, doesn't he? For making that happen.
What did I just say? I said the easy part is to turn around and give the ball to the running back. That's the easy part. Let the offensive line run block. Because that's the offensive line.
The Rams can't do
the
it.
The last 2 weeks, they've done a
Rams
really good job.
Rams can't run the ball.
They
to
really
save
they don't
their
have
lives.
Derrick Henry.
They cannot run the ball.
Well,
you just said the Titans didn't have Derrick Henry for the second half of the year. They ran the ball.
Exactly. And if McVay was on this team, he'd be able to run the ball still.
I don't know, man. They can't run the ball a lick right now. They're 3-4. Their offense is not good. Matthew Stafford is not good.
No, well, Stafford he's hurt.
Yeah, he doesn't look great right now.
Yeah, I mean, because I think he's hurt. Real Ryan quick.
Ryan Tannehill's hurt.
Ed, I got about 30 seconds, but I'll squeeze your call in. Ed, go ahead.
Okay, hey, guys, listen. I can settle this real quickly. Arthur Smith, offensive coordinator for the Titans. Real quickly, observation. Arthur Smith was here with A.J. Brown, who had a better offense. He goes to Atlanta, don't have near the players the Titans. Atlanta's in first place, guys. And I think the AFC South, I can make an argument, is better than the AFC South. I don't think Jalen Hurts is any better than Tannehill. But their offense is 3-4 steps better. Why is that? It's the offense that we're running. And it goes back to Vrabel. He does, you know, and another thing, the Titans are not running the ball any more than any other team in the league, guys.
That's not true. Name me a team that ran it that many times yesterday.
But just because Derrick Henry.
They run it more than almost any team in the league.
No, they're in the middle of the pack, man. They're not even the top 10.
Over the last 2 years, they've run the ball more than almost anybody. The last 3 years.
No, they're not even in the top 10.
All right, thanks, Ed.
Attempts per game?
He might have been talking about this season.
Let's check that. Attempts per game. They've had a bye week, remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's my favorite when people make this argument. Sean in Nashville. Are the Titans not tied for the second seed? They must be decent, and Downey has to be at least a B. You're just looking
He's
at
a B.
You're looking at
I didn't say he was great.
You're
Arthur Smith is the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons because he's a great coordinator. Downing's not going to get a job, but he's a good coordinator. And he's had a lot to deal with. I think
Mariota's done a lot of work too. I'll give Marcus credit. Marcus
he's done great.
I have been very, very happy to see that.
Look,
Marcus.
They predicted that the Falcons would be the worst team in the league. Most people had them down between 30 and 32. So Arthur Smith has done really, really well, and so has Mariota in the role that he's been asked to play. I'm just simply saying that Downing's had a lot of handicaps, and he still makes the most of it. And they're winning games. He's not bad.
Coming up next, we'll get Teron Davenport's thoughts on everything with the Titans, including this debate that we're having right now. We'll do that coming up next. Chase Willie and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.